Okay, guys. Back to Two Goats Radio. Moving on into a section now that I have entitled Sick and Insane Teachings of the Talmud. Now we're getting into the really even more bizarre stuff here. Gittin 69a tells us that to heal his flesh, a Jew should take dust that lies within the shadow of an outdoor toilet, mix it with honey, and then eat it. Hey, all of you people into natural cures, there's one for you. All right, add that to the list. Forget that echinacea. All you got to do to heal your flesh, once again, oh, but you must be Jewish, though. It won't work if you're not Jewish. Ah, shucks. But if you are, in fact, Jewish, look up your family tree. If you got any Jewish blood in you, then you're all set. All you got to do is go in the shadow of an outdoor toilet. You got to find one, of course. They're hard to come by these days. You might have to go to South Africa somewhere or something. But just scoop up some dust in the shadow of a toilet. Now, I wonder, is this a toilet that has to be used by Jews? Or, you know, can this be a toilet used by Gentiles? It doesn't specify here in the Talmud. So I don't know. It might have the opposite effect if it's not in, you know, if it's supposed to be a Jewish toilet. I don't know. But anyways, mix it with honey and eat it. Not only loaded with vitamins, but very good for you. It'll heal your flesh. Your Jewish flesh, anyway. This is nuts, man. Anyway. Yeah, oh, yeah, there we go. Find a construction site, Carrie was just telling me back at RBN. But ask the guy if his last name is Goldberg first, that used the outhouse last. Okay, here's another one. Shabbat 41A. Here we find the law regulating the rule for how to urinate in a holy way. You didn't know that, did you? But there is an unholy way of urinating, so you'll want to consult Shabbat 41A. I, you know, this is a G show, so I won't go into the details, but, you know, look it up if you want to find out how not to offend God when you urinate. That's where to go to find out. Here's another one from Yabamoth 63A. It states that Adam had intercourse with all the animals in the Garden of Eden. These guys were really obsessed with this animal thing. I guess Adam must have been a Gentile, obviously. Because we read earlier that Gentiles like to have relations with cows. Oh, boy. Yabamoth 63A also states that agriculture is the lowest of occupations. Shh. Unbelievable. Apparently, the rabbis who wrote this thing, I guess they must have had Gentile slave labor working out in their gardens. Agriculture is the lowest of occupations. Or maybe they just meant you got to bend down low to put the seeds in the ground. I don't know. Sanhedrin 55b tells us that a Jew may marry a three-year-old girl, especially 3 years old, and a day. There's something about being a day past the third birthday that makes it even more acceptable. But it is okay, according to the Talmud, to marry a three-year-old girl. Obviously, according to the Jewish scholars, the Talmudic scholars, that's not immoral. Oh, man. I wonder if that would be immoral for a Gentile to do. But apparently it is okay for a Jew. It does specify here that a Jew can marry a three-year-old. So, you know, I guess what is immoral for the rest of us is okay for a Jew. Sanhedrin 54b says that a Jew may have intercourse with a child as long as the child is less than 9 years old. Less than 9 years old. So you can't be nine. And what is the permissible age after nine? What is it? There's just a few years leeway there where you can't have intercourse, but before nine and after whatever, 14, 15, it's okay. No reason given. That's just the reason, the arbitrary reason they're giving you. Tikvitas, we'll be right back with more sacred thoughts from the Talmud.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Guys, it's radio. Continuing on reading some of these sacred quotes from the Talmud. This one is from Ketubah 11b. It says, "When a grown man has intercourse with a little girl under three, it is nothing." In other words, it's no big deal. A grown man. Now, it doesn't even mention anything about a Jew here. So apparently, this is good news for all you Gentile pedophiles out there. Under 3 years old, it's not a big deal. So let's see now. We can have intercourse with a girl as long as she's under nine. A Jew can have intercourse with a girl under nine. But a Gentile can have, or anybody apparently, can have intercourse under three. Oh, isn't that nice? Yeah, maybe that explains why we've been hearing stories not only of, we hear so much about Catholic priests, but there's been rabbis quite a bit lately popping up in the news over, child molestation cases. Yabamath 59b states that a woman who has intercourse with a beast is eligible to marry a Jewish priest. A woman who has intercourse with a demon is also eligible to marry a Jewish priest. Oh, gosh. Ah, you got to be kidding me. And yet it is the Gentiles, according to the Talmud, that are immoral and evil. I mean, listen to this. Intercourse with a demon. Hey, if there's any women that have had intercourse with a demon lately, call me in. I'd like to hit... No, actually, please don't. I don't want to hear about it. I probably would get some responses. Can you imagine? What? Well, you know, I guess it is possible if you've been with a neocon. Yeah, you wouldn't have trouble convincing me that was a demon. Anyway, Sanhedrin 54B and 55A states that if a man commits sodomy with a boy less than 9, they are not guilty of sodomy. And again, it doesn't even say anything about being Jewish here, I guess, across the board. This is, here's another one. Sanhedrin 69B says that a man who has intercourse with a boy less than 8 does not commit fornication. So, less than 9, sodomy is okay, less than 8, fornication. I don't know what's going on between that 8th and 9th year, but you have to be, oh, man, I'm telling you, folks, this is considered a sacred book. Well, I hope if you didn't know before, I hope now you're convinced that Orthodox Judaism, i.e. those who follow the Talmud, are either incredibly ignorant or incredibly evil. Are you starting to see, guys, why this text is not made available to the general public, or for that matter, even to the average Jew? It's only the learned Gentiles that have access to this stuff. Obviously, there's a lot to hide. Here's another quote. This is from Aboda Zara, 17a. It states that there is not a whore in the world that the Talmudic sage Rabbi Eliezer has not had intercourse with. On one of his whorehouse romps, Rabbi Eliezer learned that there was one particular prostitute residing in a whorehouse near the sea who would receive a bag of money for her services. He took a bag of money and went to her, crossing 7 rivers to do so. During their intercourse, the prostitute passed... You know, I hate to even read this on a G show, but I just so you can see how sick this book is. Why would this story even be in there? During intercourse, the prostitute passed gas. After this, she told the Rabbi Eliezer, quote, "Just as this gas will never again return to me, Rabbi Eliezer will never go to heaven." And that's the end of the story. I mean, this is an example of the kind of sick stuff that's in there. Why put that in there, number one? Number two, I think the object here is just to show that rabbis can live the most depraved and immoral lives and yet get away with it. All the while, this prostitute was telling this rabbi, "You'll never get to heaven." Here's what Hagiga 27a says. It says, "No rabbi can ever go to hell." So, I think they put these stories in there. They boast about how immoral rabbis have lived over the centuries. And then, so they can turn around and say, "No rabbi can go to hell." So, a rabbi can do whatever he wants. By the way, this is the same idea taught by the Roman Catholic Church. There's many, many Roman Catholic documents that state that a priest... is basically, can do no sin, can do no wrong. And you want a specific example? Go read the book Dignities and Duties of the Priest by Alphonsus de Liguori. It's a book that is still used to this day to train Catholic priests. And, the statements in there, very similar to what's in the Talmud, that the priest is above God. God is obliged to abide by the judgments of his priests. That is one of the word-for-word quotes in that book. That the priest, when he blesses the bread, turns it into the body and blood of Christ, and from there, the priest may do whatever he wants with Christ. He may shut him up in the tabernacle. He may eat his flesh or give him for the food of others. That he has total power over the deity. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is what organized religion does, folks. They get so much power in their hands, and they love the fact that people listen to whatever they say, that now they assume they must have power over God himself, and so make all these kind of heinous claims right in their official so-called holy books. Here's another one. This is from Baba Mazia again, 59B. It records a story where a rabbi debates God and defeats him. God then admits that the rabbi won the debate. Again, this is so classic. This is what is seen in all of these false religious institutions' writings, extra-biblical writings. Here we have a boastful claim that a rabbi beat God in a debate and God acknowledged his defeat. Unbelievable. Again, this sounds like Alfonso de Liguori's Dignities and Duties of the Priest. By the way, they claim in that book as well, or de Liguori claims, he was an 18th century Roman Catholic authority. By the way, he's so revered today that they have a magazine named after him, the Ligurian. And he states in there that what required all the power of omnipotence to create the world, the priest has simply by saying, ego te absolvo, or I absolve thee, you know, in the confessional. In other words, all the power of God is required to forgive a man his sin. But all the priest has to do is simply say the magic words. It's kind of like abracadabra. You know, he just says the magic words, I absolve thee, and bang, the person is forgiven. He doesn't have to require all the power of heaven like God does. The priest is even more powerful than God. He just has to say a few magic words. I mean, that's what de Liguori is saying. So, you know, I'm not here just to pick on the Talmud, folks. There's a lot of so-called holy books that do the same thing. By the way, Dignities and Duties of the Priest, just like the Talmud is used to train rabbis, Dignities and Duties of the Priest to this day is like the textbook for training men to go into the priesthood. So, you know, this is the kind of stuff they teach them. No wonder they get these prideful attitudes. Not all priests, of course, but, you know, a shocking number of them literally believe that they have authority over God and, oh, boy. Different names, same game. Here's another one. Gittin 70A says that the rabbis taught, quote, on coming from a privy or outdoor toilet, a man should not have intercourse till he has waited long enough to walk half a mile, because the demon of the privy is with him for that time. If he does not wait, his children will be epileptic. Hey, you know, this is something to pass on to any construction workers, you might know. Yeah, they do use those outdoor latrines there, so you might want to let them in on that one. Although, again, I don't know. If they're not Jewish, maybe it doesn't apply. But certainly if you know any Jewish construction workers, tell them to wait at least a half an hour after using the latrine before they have intercourse, because, oh, man, you got to be kidding me. So if we're not dealing with blasphemy, if we're not dealing with heinous, sexually perverted statements, we're dealing with just downright plain and simple foolishness. Oh, but there's more. Gittin 69B says that to heal the disease of pleurisy or catarrh, I'm not sure what that actually is, but it's some ailment anyway, a Jew could, quote, take the excrement of a white dog and knead it with balsam. But if he can possibly avoid it, he should not eat the dog's excrement, as it loosens the limbs. So, make sure it's a white dog now. It has to be a white dog. I guess they have more sweet-tasting feces. And, you know, mix it together with some balsam, maybe a little salt and pepper. But don't put MSG in it. That's not healthy. And, you know, if you can avoid it, don't eat it, it says. But apparently the white dog has sweet-tasting feces, so I guess it would be good. But at least smear it all over you. And it doesn't say here, but I'm assuming maybe sleep overnight, let it crust over, and, you know. And that'll be good for pleurisy. There you go, folks. We'll talk about some more wholesome cures when we get back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, welcome back to True Thoughts Radio. This is your host, Rabbi Giuliani Steen. And today we're reading from the Sacred Talmud. All right, guys, here's another cure for you. Okay, if you're taking notes here, I hope you are. Finally, we've got the remedy here in Gittin 69b. Oh, by the way, the cure for the last cure I mentioned for pleurisy, Carrie says she thinks, back in the office there, she thinks that it's walking pneumonia. So make sure you remember that now. If you've got a case of walking pneumonia, you know, you just get that white dog feces there and mix it with balsam, and you're all set. All right. Now we're going to look at the cure for anal worms and bladder stones. Anal worms and bladder stones. Are you ready? Get your pencils out. Well, actually, for you women that might have this, you're out of luck because the Talmud doesn't mention anything about what. But you know, that only makes sense because, as we'll see later, women really don't matter anyway. It's only men that are of any importance according to the Talmud. But, you know, for you men out there, this is good news. The cure for men who develop anal worms or bladder stones, all you got to do is hang a louse from your male member there and urinate on thorns. I think it goes without saying, though, you might want to be just a little bit cautious around those thorns because a very unpleasant situation might arise. You know, this isn't mentioned in the Talmud, but you know, I've tried this before, and I've noticed that this technique is much more effective if it's on a Tuesday and you hop on your left foot. So there you go, guys. On a Tuesday, hop on your left foot, dangle a louse from your male member as you urinate on thorns, and you'll be all set. Anal worms and bladder problems, bladder stones, they'll go away instantly. Thank heavens for the Talmud that recorded these age-old cures. Yeah. Okay. Such words of wisdom here for the from the Talmud for us. Peshim 112b says that epilepsy is caused by standing naked in front of a lamp or having sexual relations with the light on. Oh, son of a gun. I'm destined to get epilepsy now. Can you imagine this? You got to be kidding me, man. Epilepsy is caused by standing naked in front of a lamp or simply by having intercourse with a lamp on. Yeah, okay, whatever. Nidarim 20A forbids talking during sexual relations because it causes deafness. man, it just goes on and on. This is unbelievable. Anyway, here's another one. This is from Pesahim, I guess it is, or Pesahim, however you pronounce that. 111A, this teaches that it is forbidden for dogs, women, or palm trees to pass between two men, nor may others walk between dogs, women, or palm trees. Special dangers are involved if the women are menstruating or sitting at a crossroads. Man, it just gets more and more twisted. Gittim 70A states that eating beef and turnips causes fever if it is done in the summer moonlight. There you go. So you can eat beef and turnips as long as the moon isn't out. But again, do it under the moonlight. Hey, you know, Carrie told me she was sick yesterday. She was out with the fever. Carrie, I hope you weren't eating beef or turnips. Well, this is wintertime, so I guess it doesn't matter. You can eat it in the wintertime under the moonlight, but not in the summertime. So I don't know what the cure is, but I'm sure if you look through the Talmud, you'll find out. Here's another one. Moed Katan 18A claims that not buying... wait a minute here. I forgot about this one. This makes a lot of sense. Claims that not burying cut fingernails causes miscarriages. Well, son of a gun, that explains that. It's not all the junk food additives in our food today. It's from trimming your nails and not burying them. So from now on, guys, if you've got that nasty nail-biting habit, you got to make sure you bury your nail trimmings. Otherwise, you know, you can forget carrying on your offspring. Wow. What do you know about that? It doesn't say here, but, you know, should we have a funeral service, too, when we bury our fingernails? I don't know. Here's another one. Berakoth 61A states that everyone has two kidneys. Well, I think medical science has actually confirmed that. However, here's the real purpose for them. One inspires us to do good deeds, and the other one inspires us, yes, you guessed it, to do bad deeds. So, the question is, those who have had a kidney removed, I guess we can figure out which one they had removed by watching their behavior, apparently. All right, guys, another short break. Oh, what words of wisdom. I tell you, I'm learning so much here. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, welcome back to Future Arts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We're going on here with some more pearls of wisdom from the Talmud. I mean, it's just crazy. As I was researching this thing, you know, I always knew there was some funky stuff in there, but I had no idea just how bad it actually was. And again, you know, just to play it fair, I'm an equal opportunity basher. You know, all big name religions out there have this kind of stuff, guys. And, you know, it's the natural consequence of people running amok and getting off on the power that they can exert over people. People, unfortunately, look to religious leaders just a little too much. It goes to their head, and then they come up with all this kind of garbage. And over time, it takes on an aura of sacredness, and it becomes so imbued in their personal belief system. This is what drives the attitude that you see, you know, Jews have, you know, that they are superior, that they're better than everyone else, and that the Gentiles are a bunch of useless cattle. And, you know, again, this is why this is how they're able to create their little central banking system and exploiting people with no conscience, because they don't view us as human beings. They are literally self-deceived into believing that they are superior and that their God actually favors them, using and taking advantage of others. In fact, Gentiles were put here to be used by Jews, you know, according to their philosophy. So let's continue on here. This is from Baba Kama, 16A. It teaches that hyenas turn into bats after 7 years, and that they later turn into thorns and demons. So just remember, the next time you see a demon, chances are, at one time, it was probably a hyena. Well, you know, there's some demons out there I don't think have actually transformed yet. I think they're actually demons and hyenas at the same time. They haven't fully gone through the morphing yet, like, you know, George Bush, for example. Baba Bathra 73B states that, according to rabbinical eyewitness accounts, some antelopes grow as big as mountains, and that some frogs grow to the size of fortresses. Hey, there you go. You know, I think some of these rabbis were getting into that those funny mushrooms there or something. That's here's one. Hey, I love the name of this book. Are you ready for this one? Sukkha. Sukkha 29A. S-U-K-K-A-H. Sukkha. You got to be a sucker to believe what's in sucker. Sucker 29A tells us that solar eclipses are caused by improper mourning of the death of certain rabbis, and that lunar eclipses are the result of raising small cattle in Israel. So if you want to stop lunar eclipses, just stop raising small cattle in Israel. That's all there is to it. That's a simple solution. And, you know, as far as getting rid of solar eclipses, well, you just got to mourn properly over the death of certain rabbis. Make sure you know which rabbis fall under this umbrella. Once you figure that out, make sure you properly mourn over them, and then we don't have to worry about solar eclipses anymore. Sanhedrin 76b and 76a states that a man is not fully guilty of murder if he causes a deadly snake to bite someone. Only the snake is guilty of murder and should be executed. So there you go. So, you know, hey, that, you know, I like the sound of that. I'm going to put a deadly snake in my ex's bed, and I'm not guilty. Then again, I'm not Jewish, so I don't know. I'll have to consult my friendly neighborhood rabbi and see if that works for Gentiles as well. Sanhedrin 77a and 77b teaches that a man isn't... Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the one I just read. Whatever. Barakoth 59a says that earthquakes... Oh, I love this one. Yeah, this one is cool. This is one of my favorites. Earthquakes are caused by God's tears falling into the ocean as a result of Israel suffering. So remember that one, guys. God's tears are falling in the ocean because of Israel's sufferings. Well, gee, that's kind of interesting because we've been having a lot of earthquakes lately. And last time I checked, Israel hasn't been suffering very much at all, have they? It's been the Palestinians that have been suffering. Maybe there's another god crying over the Palestinians. I don't know. Manahoth 43b through 44a says that a Jewish man is obliged to say the following prayer every day. Thank God for not making me a Gentile or a woman or a slave. So there you have it. Apparently, the Talmud was written just for men, obviously written just for men. But this prayer is to be recited every day. Thank God that I am not a Gentile, a woman, or a slave. Now, apparently, it's in that order. I guess the ultimate worst thing is to be a Gentile, next to be a woman, and then after that to be a slave. What if you're a female Gentile who happens to be a slave? Oh, good heavens. Ew. You got nothing going for you there. Boy. Okay, let's go on to Tall Tales of a Roman Holocaust. Oh, doesn't that sound familiar? I was amazed when I was researching for this show that the first time that the the Talmudic Jews have cried foul and sought public sympathy over a Holocaust was not under the Hitler regime. They did this way back, referring to Roman times, and they also did it, by the way, in the wake of World War I. They claimed that there was massive purgings of Jews in various parts of, well, particularly in Russia and other parts of Europe. And so, you know, they used that to gain sympathy. But anyway, here's one going back to Roman times. These are two early Holocaust tales from the Talmud. Gittin 57b claims that I kid you not, this is the number they use. It claims that 4 billion Jews were killed by the Romans in the city of Bethar. And then Gittin 58a claims that 16 million Jewish children were wrapped in scrolls and burned alive by the Romans. Guys, ancient demography indicates that there weren't even 16 million Jews in the entire world at that time, much less 16 million Jewish children. And there certainly weren't 4 billion Jews, as stated in Gittin 57b. As a matter of fact, there probably weren't even 4 billion people on the entire planet at any given time, or even combined during the entire history of the Roman Empire, from 168 BC to 476 AD. If you added up all the people who lived on the entire planet during those centuries of the Roman Empire, they probably didn't total to 4 billion, probably didn't even come close to that. And yet they're claiming that the Roman Empire murdered 4 billion Jews. So there you go. This idea of, you know, Jewish persecution complex thing didn't originate with the 20th century. This has been a game they've been playing a long time. So it looks like the modern explanation of the Hitler Holocaust, or exploitation, I should say, of the Hitler Holocaust to gain sympathy for the nation of Israel goes way, way back. Indeed. Genocide, guys, is also advocated by the Talmud. And when you realize that, perhaps we shouldn't be so surprised to find out the mass murdering that's been going on, is going on, and has been going on for decades on end now against the Palestinians. Minor tractates, Soferim 15, Rule 10, has this to say. This is the saying of Rabbi Simon ben Yochai. Then they quote from him, even the best of the Gentiles should all be killed. This passage is from the original Hebrew of the Babylonian Talmud, as quoted by the 1907 Jewish Encyclopedia, published by Funk and Wagnalls, and completed by Isidore Singer under the entry Gentile, page 617. There's your documentation for you, guys. This is in the Babylonian Talmud. It actually states that even the best of the Gentiles should all be killed. Unbelievable. Here's another one. This original Talmud passage, guys, has been concealed in translation. The Jewish Encyclopedia states that, quote, in the various versions, the reading has been altered, the best among the Egyptians being generally substituted. In the Sunsino version, the best of the heathens, minor tractates, Sofenin 41a through b. In other words, there's been a little altercation that's been going on. The original Babylonian Talmud did word it this way, but over the ensuing centuries, they've made some changes in texts like this because they realize it's gotten them a lot of bad rap, and so they want to, you know, engage in a little damage control there. But nevertheless, you can get the original copy of the Babylonian Talmud. It does state that, and a whole lot of other bizarre stuff like what we've been reading. Israelis annually take part in a national pilgrimage to the grave of Simon ben Yohai to honor this rabbi who advocated the extermination of non-Jews. This was revealed by the Jewish Press, June 9th, 1989. That's their publication, Jewish Press, and it's page 56B. On Purim, or February 5th, 1994, Israeli Army officer Baruch Goldstein, an Orthodox Jew from Brooklyn, massacred 40 Palestinian civilians, including children, while they knelt in prayer in a mosque. Goldstein was a disciple of the late Brooklyn rabbi Meir Kohain, who told CBS News that his teaching that Arabs are dogs is derived from the Talmud. This reported on CBS News 60 Minutes. So, again, guys, you don't have to guess. This must be where they got their ideology from. They tell you themselves. They admit it. They boast of it. That this anti-Palestinian hatred that they have, which is so disgustingly hypocritical, because when you protest their murder, mass murdering of the Palestinians, they'll say that you're bigoted, you're anti-Semitic, when the reality is they're the anti-Semites. The Palestinians are Semites, okay? They want to act like they got a monopoly on that word, Semitism. It's not just the Jews, or should I say the Israelis, that are Semites, guys. It's Arabs as well. They're all Semites. They're cousins. But when they mass murder the Palestinians, somehow that doesn't translate into anti-Semitism in their reckoning. It's only anti-Semitic when you protest against them for murdering these fellow Semites. What a twisted mess that is. University of Jerusalem professor Ehud Sprinzak described Kohain and Goldstein's philosophy thusly. He said, they believe it's God's will that they commit violence against Goyim, a Hebrew term for non-Jews. This is quoted in New York Daily News, February 26, 1994, page 5. Rabbi Yitzhak Ginsburg declared, quote, we have to recognize that Jewish blood and the blood of a Goy are not the same thing. New York Times, June 6, 1989. Notice, he said they're not the same thing. It's entirely different. The blood of the Jew and the blood of the Goy, obviously implying that the blood of the Jew is of far greater importance, far greater significance. Rabbi Yaakov Perin stated, 1 million Arabs, listen to this, guys, 1 million Arabs are not worth a single Jewish fingernail. That was quoted also in the New York Daily News, February 28, 1994. Can you believe that? 1 million Arabs are not worth a single Jewish fingernail. Where do they get this idea from? How do they sanction such heinous bigoted views like this? It's in the Talmud. The Talmud also states, quite emphatically so, that non-Jews are not even human. So therefore, it's understandable how they can say that, you know, you can steal from a Gentile and it's okay. A Gentile always has to pay a Jew his wages, but a Jew never has to pay a Gentile, on and on and on and on and on. No wonder they can can say this with a smile, because Talmudic doctrine teaches that, you know, non-Jews are non-humans. Let's look at some Talmudic passages that back that up. The Talmud specifically defines all who are not Jewish as non-human animals. Again, here's some examples. We've got the Kerithoth 6b, for example, which states, and I quote, in the case of Gentiles or Goyim, Are they not in the category of man or Adam? No, it is written, and ye my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, are man or Adam. Ye Jews are called man or Adam, but Gentiles, goyim, are not called man or Adam. They say, yea, it is written. Well, where is that written? That's not written in the Torah, folks. That's not written in the Old Testament. It's not written in the Bible. Where are they quoting that from? They're quoting it from other Talmudic sources, from other sleazy rabbinic sources. Yabomoth 61a says, we got to go to break. I'll pick up with that, guys, when we get back. Stick with us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Just got a couple more minutes left here. Obviously, as is always the case, I'm not going to finish this today. I don't think I'm going to continue with it. I think you get the point. But if you do want to read more, there's quite a bit more here. You can just email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hertz, as always, is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. little play on words there. So truthhurtsradio@AOL.com. Just ask me for the Talmud transcripts, and I'll send that to you. You can read it for yourself. But this is just absolutely astonishing stuff. And again, let me make my point very clear here. I'm not doing this because I'm anti-Semitic, because I'm against Jews. I'm doing this simply to expose this outrageous, wicked system of religion that has been built around the Talmud, and to show where this idea of superiority comes from the Zionist elites that are running the world, working together with others to bring about this world system of government, and how they're able to do it without a conscience, guys. They literally view the masses as exploitable cattle, and that it's not wrong to steal from them, to kill them, to lie to them, to cheat them, whatever. But in fact, it's actually favored of, you know, by God when they do this, because God put us here to serve them. They are superior. Their blood is superior. Their flesh is superior. They're not subject to the law, but we are. They're not capable of committing evil, basically, but we are. So it's time to strip away this lie, this facade, and, you know, to wake up these dumbed-down Zionist Christian fools that are so supportive of Israel, which, no matter how you look at it, it's not been good for this country. Our support of Israel has got this country into a whole lot of trouble, got us into a whole lot of wars. You know, the banking system has almost completely destroyed our economy. There isn't much left to it, actually. You know, some say, oh, the economy's going to collapse. It essentially already has. It was designed to do this. And it's mostly this Zionist cabal that has set this whole thing up. You wonder why Hollywood is run by Zionists? These are the people, guys, that are doing this, the people who read this text and follow this text. It is their, you know, their whole life's philosophy. This is where they get it from. It's convinced them that their wanton lust for power and wealth, their raping and pillaging of the planet, is A-okay. They're not going to be accountable for it because it's not evil what they're doing. In fact, it's a good thing because it's being done against us evil goy. How absolutely evil. And again, let's not forget, if you're a Christian Zionist, these people are not in league with you. They don't have the same religious ideology that you do. Torah-only Jews do, but not the followers of the Talmud. No, they call Christ the bastard son of a harlot. Can you believe that? That's actually stated in the Talmud. They call him a B.A.S. son of a harlot or whore. And, of course, some of the other things I mentioned earlier, they teach that he's in hell burning in hot excrement. Anyway, in the last minute or so, I'll go on here with another, at least one more quote. Yabamoth, I guess it is, 61A states, quote, it was taught, and so did R. Simeon ben Yohai state, 61A, that the graves of Gentiles, or Goyim, do not impart Levitical uncleanliness because they are not human. In other words, rabbis and, you know, Jews can touch the corpse of a Gentile, not a Jew, but a Gentile, because Gentiles aren't human. So their corpses aren't unclean. Unbelievable. All right, guys, that's all the time for today. Next week I'm going to do rants because it's the holiday week and it's hard to get guests. So I'll do some more interesting rants next week. Have a good weekend. We'll see you then.
With recent internet.